It's a day frozen in time.
-1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
A game burned in our memory.
Touchdown! Daniel Driver missed it wide left. Corey Webster got the pick.
Here goes Tynes again from 47 yards.
It was Brett Favre's last call as a Green Bay Packer. Validation for Eli Manning. Redemption for Tom Coughlin. Yet the 2007 NFC Championship had its genesis a year earlier, in 2006. That was Mike McCarthy's first year in Green Bay. It was almost Coughlin's last in New York. A devastating wild card loss revealed the Giants as a fractured team, facing an uncertain future with an unpopular head coach.
I remember players coming up to me after a game saying, you know, I'm really upset that we lost, but I'm glad that he lost.
He hated to go to work. He didn't want to be there. Guys basically came in, I felt, and did whatever they had to do so they can get out of there as soon as possible.
Tom Coughlin was seemingly losing control of that locker room.
Literally every beat writer, every major newspaper in New York, every TV station in New York said, get rid of this guy, get rid of Coughlin, get rid of the players, get rid of the quarterback.
While 2006 encouraged change in New York, it fostered optimism in Green Bay. 4 consecutive wins to close the season, and Favre's announcement that he would return for his 17th year invigorated Packer Nation. The 2007 Packers won 10 of their first 11 on their way to a 13-3 record. The Packers had the best offense in the NFC, driven by a record-setting Favre.
421 touchdown passes, more than any other man in NFL history.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy got Brett Favre to play like he had played under Mike Holmgren.
You're looking for a hole.
I thought that he had sort of lost that discipline under Mike Sherman. It was McCarthy's offense, and he was running it, and they were running very similar offense to when Mike Holmgren was here.
On the first play from scrimmage in overtime.
With Favre reaching back to his championship past.
Rainbows down the left sideline. Got a man out there. Over the
yes!
Touchdown, 80 yards to victory.
And the emergence of free agent running back Ryan Grant, the Packers ran away with the NFC North.
The Green Bay Packers are your new NFC North Division champions.
Grant's team record 201-yard rushing performance in the divisional playoff against Seattle propelled the Packers into the NFC Championship. In New York, 2007 began with a kinder, gentler Tom Coughlin.
It had been said to me by people in my inner circle, you need to let the players see you as you are with your family, with your grandchildren.
How long has she been sick?
Let them see that part of you. Because I had always been interested in firm, fair, honest, demanding.
Firm, fair, honest, and demanding. That's the code I've always operated under.
But now I needed to slip the caring part in.
He's saying, have fun. Enjoy what you're doing, fellas. Have fun.
He's cracking jokes. He's smiling. Everybody ended up relaxing and feeling a little bit more comfortable.
There was a natural trust that developed.
Coughlin's extreme personality makeover could not hasten the renovation of the defense under new coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
We thought we had it all, you know, planned and knew exactly what we was doing in preseason. And obviously, when we got to that Cowboy game, and we just could not cover anybody. You know, we was having zone dogs, blitzes, you know, coverages. We were just blowing it. You can just see guys open by 5 to 10 yards.
We got kicked in the teeth those first two games. It was crazy.
And the Packers have put up an impressive 28 points here in the second half.
2007 was Eli Manning's fourth NFL season, and a troubling pattern of unpredictability characterized his career. Manning played to extremes, brilliant one moment, flawed the next. It reached the tipping point in his 50th NFL start, at home against Minnesota at the end of November.
Intercepted! intercepted off the deflection. And Manning throws his third pick six of the game.
This is as embarrassing of a loss for a team this talented as I've seen in a while.
I don't even remember that game. It's funny you say that. That's been blocked out of the memory.
He's measured as if he's an elite quarterback, as well he should be because he was the number one overall pick. There was really a lot of people at that point that thought not only should Coughlin go, but Eli should go.
Despite Manning's uneven play and the defense's growing pains, the Giants clinched a wild card spot with a victory in Buffalo on the season's 16th Sunday.
No one's going to get the rookie out of Marshall. Touchdown, Ahmad Bradshaw.
The 15-0 New England Patriots were next, marching toward history. With the Giants' playoff seeding already established, Coughlin defied conventional wisdom. He played to win.
I do nothing but talk to our guys about winning. How the heck am I going to go into my team and start couching, well, if this happens and that happens, but if this doesn't happen, and that doesn't work for me. I got a tough time with that.
For more than three quarters, the Giants were the better team.
Giants 28, Patriots 16.
Direct snap to Brady.
But the Patriots rallied in the fourth quarter to remain perfect.
Touchdown, Patriots!
If they play like they played tonight, the New York Giants can make some hay in the NFC playoffs.
In the divisional playoffs at Dallas, the defense secured a trip to Green Bay for the NFC Championship.
Fourth and 11 at the Giants 23, 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by four. Romo takes the snap to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants.
Most believed it would be a cold day in hell before Favre and the Packers lost a championship game at Lambeau Field. January 20th, 2008, proved to be a cold day in hell.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game between the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers.
Need it all on the field today. Run on three. One, two, three. Win.
Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field. -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
I can't really explain how cold it was.
That type of cold, you just hope to survive. You don't ever get used to.
I said, oh boy, it's going to be a rough one.
They always tell you at -23 degrees to stay in the house, don't go outside, it's unsafe. But the NFL, go out there and play some football for us, son.
It's the weather you want about this time of the year. This isn't cold. It's on your mind.
Before every game, me, Plexico, and Amani go out there and do about a 25-minute warm-up where we're throwing the route tree. I think we lasted 7 minutes.
I always go out with a ball cap, so I thought, I'm going to go out with a ball cap. We'll see. I'm out on the field in a ball cap about 2 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get back into the locker room? Because these things that my ears, which are bigger than normal anyway, those suckers are liable to break and fall off.
Lambeau Field and Mystique are coming here into the frozen tundra.
Lambeau, the way it's supposed to be.
All you hear about is the pass, the pack of this, the pack of that, Brett Favre this, Brett Favre that, the pass is the pass.
That pregame speech was my favorite because you can be intimidated by the pass. You can be intimidated by the feeling of being in Lambeau Field. Of course they have Brett Favre. Of course they have the history of the Packers, but that's the past. We make our own history now. The past is dead.
This is the present.
Cold is very temporary. But you win this freaking game, the championship, you never take it away. That's permanent. That's going nowhere.
It's going down, baby. It's going down right here in Lambeau.
Hey, Brett, as fast as you can now, okay? Right. As fast as you can. Got bone right, 98, keep left.
Brett Favre, first and 10 from the Green Bay 25. First play from scrimmage, just underway. Blitz coming from Antonio Pierce. Favre rolling on left, dumps it off left side. He's got Hall running downhill, 30. 35, got a first down, ridden down from behind. Jabril Wilson makes the tackle. 12 yards downfield, 37-yard line of Green Bay. First and 10. And Favre takes, fakes the handoff. Keep play rolling right. Throws the right side, and he's got the big tight end running downhill. It is Bubba Franks across the 45, and he's got a first down gain of 11 to the 48-yard line.
Eagle, green right, fullback.
The Packers' offense began the game with first downs on each of their first two plays. They would not get another first down until the second quarter. Their next nine plays, through three offensive possessions, gained just 4 yards. The Giants' focus was not Brett Favre, but rather Ryan Grant.
We just knew we had to shut down Ryan Grant. The week before, he had rushed for 200-something yards against Seattle. If we allow them to be able to run the football and, you know, have Brett Favre throwing the football, we don't stand a chance of winning. So what we're going to do is we're going to take away completely the running game and take our chances with Brett Favre.
Anytime you see something on film the week before, that's something that you don't want to allow to happen. When we're not able to run the football in those elements, it makes it really difficult in order to move the football.
I think our guys just up front were physically beating their offensive linemen. You're talking about cold weather, negative 25. It hurts. No running back in the National Football League wants to get hit 3 or 4 times every carry. That takes its toll.
The Giants' initial building block was 265-pound running back Brandon Jacobs. A basic zone run on the first play delivered an impact much greater than 5 yards.
Charles Woodson in the corner got a facial.
I saw it and I heard it. And I think hearing it was just as impactful as seeing it.
For the record, it was not my intentions to go in there like that. My plan was to hit him from the side and strip the ball the way that I normally do. And it just didn't quite work out the way I planned it. He just plowed into me. I hit the ground, you know, and it shook me. I remember, you know, a few of the players, I think Corey Williams, I remember, you know, on the ground just looking up at him, just kind of like, what the hell just happened? You know, he's like, boy, get up. You all right? You all right?
Was one heck of a collision, and I think the entire stadium, knowing that it's 23 or 24 below zero, that kind of shock power, I think that kind of sent a message.
It was a 5-yard gain, but it was kind of more than that, and just setting that tempo and say, hey, you know, this it's not that cold out today, and we're here to play.
The next brick in the Giants' sturdy wall was placed 4 plays later on 3rd and 10. It featured the matchup between wide receiver Plaxico Burress and corner Al Harris.
Burress went to the left. Press coverage on Burress. Manning in the shotgun. Jacobs to his left.
3rd and 10. Manning from the gun. Back to throw. Zips one left. Burress has another one at the 40 and knocked down at the 47-yard line as he beat Al Harris on the slant.
We called the play 62 Y hook, Z diagonal. We called it X fade stop.
They called it like fade stopped, which is a play that, as a defensive back, you don't want to see that play. It's a hard play to defend. And I remember him getting inside, and Eli hit him. It looked like a slant or like a skinny post.
They beat Al Harris on a quick slant. Good throw by Manning. 18-yard gain up to the 48-yard line.
If the corner played outside, Plaxico would slip inside, and I just hit him real quick. It almost looked like a slant or a glance, but it's a fade route. He just took an inside release.
The Burress-Harris matchup would prove pivotal on this frigid Green Bay evening. On New York's opening possession, Eli Manning threw the ball 8 times, completing 5.
Manning back, fires one over the middle, and he completes it to Kevin Boss, the tight end, and he's got a Giant first down.
Complete to Boss. Maybe on the tackle.
The Giants were in the red zone. They had erased more than 7 minutes of clock. The decisive play was 3rd and 10 from the 11-yard line.
3rd and 10. Snap to Manning, looking left all the way. Tight pocket hit as he throws the ball, and it's nearly intercepted. It's incomplete.
So now a 29-yard field goal for Lawrence Tynes. You say, hey, 29 yards, no big deal. He's trying to kick a rock right now.
It's not like a rock, because I think that would be something that doesn't move. It's just something that doesn't compress. You're used to that little pop or explosion coming off your foot.
When it's really cold like that, it doesn't ever sound like you hit it very good.
Fiegel's to hold. Snap is good. Kick on its way, end over end with the distance, and it is good. So Lawrence Tynes nails one from 29 yards out. And with 4:50 to go in the first, the Giants strike first.
While the Packers were unable to generate any offensive rhythm with their first three possessions, the Giants continued to have success, featuring Brandon Jacobs and Plaxico Burress.
First and 10, Giants, good field position. 43-yard line, New York territory to begin this drive.
Hand off left for Jacobs, gets a block from Snead, trying to get to the outside on Woodson, runs out of a tackle at midfield, and lowers his shoulder all the way to the Green Bay 45-yard line. Nice run by Jacobs and a Giant first down. Manning short set, looks left, back shoulder throw. He's got Burress working on Harris, and then Harris throws him down at the Green Bay 38-yard line.
The Giants looking very sharp here in this first half.
Second and three at the Green Bay 38-yard line. Play clock down to five as Manning settles in over center. Takes the snap, back to throw, zings one left. Wide open Burress makes a juggling catch at the 25 and fumbles the football, and it rolls out of bounds.
Al Harris went for the big-time jam, but Burress eluded it.
Our goal is to get one-on-one with Plaxico. I mean, that's what you're looking for. It's me and Plaxico reading the corner, how he's playing it, and we're going to adjust, and you know, you kind of throw it where the corner's not playing, you know, where the weakness is.
The consecutive completions to Burress had the Giants in the red zone for the second time in their three possessions. But the Packers' defense stiffened, and an efficient Giants drive again fell short of the end zone.
Manning throws it down the left side for Tyree, who makes the catch and then knocked away by Tremont Williams at the one-yard line. Tyree had it in his hands, and Williams knocked it away.
So it is a fourth down, and again, Lawrence Tynes comes on for a field goal try, this one of 37 yards.
I don't think this is a gimme in these conditions.
Fiegel's to hold. Snap is good. Kick on its way. It's got the distance.
Good left, good left.
Kick is gone. Just inside the left upright. And Tynes able to hit from 37. So far, the Giants have had to settle for two field goals in the red zone. They have a 6-0 lead. 11:41 to go in the first half.
This game shouldn't be this close. Like, these guys, they can't compete on the same level as we can because we were so much more physically dominant than they were.
I remember talking about it to Chris Knee and Rich Soibert and Dave Deal and Kareem. We were all on the sidelines talking about how their offense is one play away from taking the lead.
Hey, we need a play! Come on!
With their high-powered offense, you know, we knew, hey, we have to score touchdowns. We cannot keep kicking field goals.
The Packers appear to be a team just looking for a spark here in this NFC Championship game.
It's going to be interesting to see how patient Favre is, because he's had a few series where they have nothing. They have no rhythm. Let's just see if he gets a little anxious here and gets a bit undisciplined and try to go for a big shot here.
First and 10 at the Packer 10-yard line. Worst field position for Green Bay tonight.
The play call was green right close, Fox 2, Z post, Y basic.
It was a play that we had designed for quarters coverage, and we were able to get that from the Giants that game.
The whole play was designed to me to run a post one-on-one coverage with, I think, Webster. We kind of just talked about the play and said, this is going to be the play to score.
Favre under center, fakes the pass. Now back to throw deep. He rainbows right side. He's got his man down the right sideline to the 45-50. He's to the 40, the 35-30, down the sideline. Tight stepping in.
Qualifies as a spark.
One play, 90 yards.
Giants have dominated the game, but in one play, the Packers are an extra point away from the lead.
That sounds like Favre to me.
When I came off the ball, Webster tried to grab me. So when he tried to grab me, I just threw him on the ground. And I just ran, and Brett kind of just looked up, and I was waving at him. He just kind of soft tossed it to me.
Corey Webster was the Giants' corner, beaten on the play.
They rolled the coverage the opposite way from me, so it left me and Driver on, you know, one-on-one. He came off, and I kind of jammed him at the line of scrimmage, and we had a little tussle going at the line of scrimmage, and he got the best of me on that tussle. I ended up slipping to the ground and, Favre and him been playing together for a while, Hall of Famer, so they're not going to miss nothing like that.
That's Donald Driver, up to the 40, across midfield to the Giant 30. He's going to go in for the touchdown.
What I remember thinking about that is, boy, it had to happen to Corey Webster. I mean, this is a kid that had been through so much during the year. He was a starter. He's a former second-round draft pick.
Corey Webster was a highly touted player that wasn't getting it.
Gets into it with this coach or that coach, and he's on the field, and then he's not on the field.
Going from starter to losing his starting job to the inactive list and not for health reasons.
A starter the first 3 weeks, an outsider most of the season, Webster began his road to redemption in the playoff-clinching win against Buffalo.
That was one of the first games I actually started playing back again. You know what I mean? I was playing in a nickel personnel. Going out there and making that interception and returning for a touchdown was a blessing, and I felt like the world lifted up off your shoulders at the time.
When the playoffs began, Webster was the Giants' number one corner, charged with the responsibility of defending the opponent's top receiver.
Intercepted by Corey Webster!
What a job. This young man is having some game.
It wasn't an easy season for Corey, but I will say this, to his credit, the quality of individual that he is, he stayed with it. If you're going to play corner in this league, and if you're going to be effective, and if you're going to be a good one, which Corey is, you got to have a bad memory.
Corey Webster paid the price that time.
Webster's coverage breakdown changed the game. Green Bay now led 7-6. When this memorable NFC championship was over, it was a mistake no one would remember.
Packers 7-6 on a 90-yard strike. Brett Favre to Donald Driver.
Driver's big play changed the scoreboard. The larger question was whether it would change the game.
You're the Giants. You're saying, okay, they hit one big play on us. They haven't done anything consistently. So you go back to doing what you're doing.
Tom Coughlin's philosophy was built from the inside out. The Giants were the more physical team.
The idea that the physical presence of our football team, the ability of our two fronts to win the physical battle. We always challenge our football team to win the physical battle.
The Giants were running the ball and taking time off the clock. One objective was to limit the number of Packers' possessions.
We did have always as a strategic objective time of possession. We always have felt that if the ball's in our hands and we keep the outstanding players from the opponent off the field, we have a better chance to win.
One of the main objectives for us as an offense was to control the line of scrimmage, control the time of possession, and try to keep Brett Favre and that offense off the field.
Hand off for Jacobs. He's going to run left, trying to get the edge, lowers his shoulder.
Determined run by Brandon Jacobs. He just splattered Nick Barnett.
Despite physically dominating with the run, the next two Giants possessions produced just one first down and two punts. The promising start had only delivered 6 points and too many missed opportunities. Defensively, the Giants were executing the game plan brilliantly. Ryan Grant would finish the first half with 7 rushes for 12 yards. It was clear that Favre would have to drive the Packers' offense.
And Favre takes back to throw, pump fakes left, and throws it over the middle, threads the needle, and he's got Donald Lee barreling across the 40 to the Green Bay 42-yard line, first down. First and 10 Packers, Green Bay 42-yard line. Favre takes, looks left, throws the left side, got Jennings one-on-one, makes the man miss. 16-yard gain in the Packer offense, Larry, for the first time tonight, beginning to show a rhythm here.
Wide left, wide right, Foxy 2, X-Dice, Z, Puma, wide left. Why, right, Fox.
The Packers' Achilles heel was third down. They did not convert any of their 6 attempts in the first half.
Third and 10 at the Giant 44.
Packers 0 for 3 on third down conversions. Snapped to Favre with a shotgun, tight pocket, wings it over the middle. Top the hands of Martin. That's the ball!
I think that's one Rudel's got to have. It was in his hands. That was an accurate throw by Brett Favre.
It would have been first and goal
inside the Giants' 10-yard line. Instead, the Packers punted for the fourth time in their five possessions. On their next series, with less than 3 minutes remaining in the half, Favre went back to Driver.
Favre under center takes and he drops back looking, drills it over the middle, and he's got Driver spinning inside the 25, down to the Giants' 21-yard line.
What with a tracer.
Yet again, third down failed the Packers.
Well, it's third and eight from the 19-yard line. Favre out of the shotgun, takes the snap and drops back.
Looks right, looks left, sets up a screen, left side, and he's got Brandon Jackson. Jackson trying to disengage, but cannot. He had blockers, and they could not take care of the Giants.
Antonio Pierce had it diagnosed perfectly.
This will be about a 37-yard field goal attempt off the left hash mark. Here's the snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good.
1:05 to go in the half. Manning calling out signals. He'll take the snap, looks right, throws right, looking for Burris, who makes the catch.
Plaxico Burris has been burning the All-Pro Al Harris here tonight. 34-yard pass play.
That was Burris's seventh catch in the first half for 102 yards. The next play was yet another missed opportunity.
Rainbowing the right side, Burris out there, makes the grab, and he fumbled it into the end zone.
Burris. Pass is ruled incomplete. As he hit the ground, the ball came popping out.
A fourth down sack by A.J. Hawk ended the drive. The Giants had dominated the first half. But a singular play, Brett Favre to Donald Driver for 90 yards, had put the Packers ahead.
Favre takes a knee.
Green Bay goes to the locker room with 10 unanswered points. They have a 10-6 lead over the Giants.
The key factor was the way we were playing. We were playing well. We knew we were playing well.
Honestly, we didn't feel like they were going to be able to do anything with us. We didn't think they could score. We knew that Ryan Grant wasn't going to run the football. We just knew that. So we had to find a way to just make sure that Brett Favre wasn't going to beat us in this particular football game.
Before this unforgettable NFC championship was over, Brett Favre would emerge as the central figure. The Giants' game plan approach did not change on their first possession of the second half.
You want to make a statement about it. You want to go back out there and do really what your plan was, is to hold the ball, move the ball, drive the ball, score, take time off the clock, let that, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback remain seated over there on the bench, let the elements help a little bit. So that was a very, very critical drive.
The intent was attrition, persistent, unyielding, small gains that accrued value over time. And more Plaxico Burris.
Burris split wide to the right on a second and eight from the Giants' 33. Manning back to throw, has protection, zips one right. Burris makes the catch at the 42.
Plaxico Burris is just doing a number on Al Harris. Gain of 8 yards, first down.
It was the Burris-Harris matchup that produced the first decisive moment of the third quarter.
Al Harris with the interception. Giants are livid as Al Harris knocked the receiver down to get the interception.
Illegal contact, it's a real touchy thing. Before the games, I always go to the refs. I'm like, all right, now ref, you know, we can make this hard or we can make this easy. And they always respond, well, it's up to you if it's going to be hard or if it's going to be easy. I didn't think it was illegal contact, but the refs thought it was illegal contact and, you know, got to go with the call.
Three plays later, another third down penalty extended the Giants' drive.
So now another big third down coming up for the Giants. Third and five at the Packers' 47.
O'Hara, the snap and the shotgun to Manning. Here it is. Rushes on, blitzes on. Manning, it passes incomplete. Penalty marker down.
Oh! Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense on the 36. 15-yard penalty.
That's a big, big penalty.
The Collins penalty, the late hit penalty, it was absolutely a killer. They had all these chances to get off the field, and they couldn't do it.
When the defense is making mistakes and doing those, giving away free yards and penalties, you can't let them get away with that.
Two plays after the Collins penalty, Manning went back to Burris on the fade stop.
Manning at the line, changing the play, looking left and right. Manning takes back to throw. He wins it over the right side, and he's got Burris again! He turned around Al Harris out of bounds at the 11-yard line of Green Bay. Goodness!
That same route we hit several times in the game, the first third down of the game, and also in this one, it's that fade stop. The corner's over top, and I throw it right to his back shoulder, and he catches it, and he's able to go upfield and get a few more yards and go out of bounds.
That's the motive behind the fade stop. When you get the DB's hips turned to go for the goal, which I was clearly going for the goal. Okay, this guy's going, he's going deep. And they underthrow the ball because I'm on top of the route. If there's a DB coach out there that says he can coach you on the fade stop, he's lying. You can't play two routes at one time. So if you play the big ball, which is the deep ball, and if he catches the underneath the fade stop, then hey, they caught down. He won the personal battle. It wasn't acceptable for me, so, he won that one. Next, you got that one.
Burris's ninth catch had the Giants in the red zone for the third time in the game. The drive almost ended with yet another missed opportunity on third and one from the Green Bay one-yard line.
Ball at the one-yard line. Third and inches for the Giants.
Heck, this is the opening drive of the third quarter, is it not?
It is.
Seems like it started an hour ago.
Hand off to the running back, Jacobs. Jacobs' second effort. Did he get there? No, the ball came loose.
They're ruling that a fumble. It looked like Boss fell on it inside the one-yard line.
When Brandon Jacobs is on his way in on short yardage and he fumbles the ball and it's loose and you can see it bouncing on the side, you really thought, well, now they have blown it again. If the Packers recover that, the momentum swing could have been absolutely huge. I just remember Kevin Boss, it didn't even look like he bent down. He just kind of bent over at the waist. He tried to pick up the ball, and as it developed, it looked like he was trying to pick it up for about 10 seconds before he finally got into his hands.
It went right between the legs of Aaron Campbell and was recovered by the Giants. The tight end to Kevin Boss.
The ball is almost in Aaron Campbell's lap. As Campman's about to pick it up, A.J. Hawk comes over the top and hits Boss and actually kind of knocks him right over the ball so that he's able to cradle it. It was just one of those things where, it's one of those fateful plays that decide championship games.
Good job, Boss!
After two offside penalties on the Packers, the Giants had first and goal inches from the end zone.
The nose of the football inches away from the goal line. Manning ducks in under center out of the eye.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Giants bidding for the lead. Handoff goes to the running back, Jacobs. This time up the middle, he's in for the touchdown.
Giants execute a 69-yard drive, four penalties on the Packers, and with 7:56 to go in the third, the Giants are back in front.
The Giants had scored their first touchdown of the game. The drive took more than 7 minutes.
The Giants on a sustained drive, 13 plays, 69 painstaking yards in 7 minutes and 4 seconds. The Packers couldn't get off the field.
We got to get one on the board, obviously, but we got to get the tempo up, man. They just took half the quarter on one drive.
Hell of a drive, buddy.
The kickoff following Brandon Jacobs' go-ahead touchdown provided the Packers with the spark they needed.
Making the catch is Tremont Williams, 14-yard line, cutting left to the 15, 20, cuts it back right, 25. He's to the 30, 35 to the outside, right sidelines, 40, 45, 50 to the 45, 40. And he's hammered out of bounds to the far side. 49-yard return.
Give me big four.
Packer offense on the field for the first time in this third quarter. First and 10 of the Giants, 39-yard line. Favre alone to the shotgun.
Takes the snap, drops back, zips it over the middle. He's got Driver who makes a sliding catch at the Giants 32.
An unnecessary roughness penalty on Giants cornerback Sam Madison sustained the Packers' drive.
Penalty markers down late.
Has Sam Madison gotten called for a penalty baited by Morency?
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness.
Regular, green left wide counter, fake 94 tag, Zero, X cross.
Following the penalty, the Packers were in the red zone for the first time in the game.
You can't give Favre a second life.
Now the Packers first and 10, 12-yard line of the Giants out of the eye. Lee on the wing left side, he goes in motion to the right, and now joins the backfield.
Favre calling signals. Play fake, Favre to throw, drifts, fires one over the middle.
He spikes the football in the north end zone and now gallops to a Lambeau lead.
It's a good play.
We're just playing quarters across the board, you know, quarters with the corner, the safety, the other safety, and the field corner. We knew Brett Favre loves throwing to the tight ends in the red zone.
We insert the tight end a lot of times in a man blocking principle on the backside. And Butler was really hitting that going into the game.
It all starts with Brett Favre. His play action, you make him bite, you hold him flat footed. Now you got a guy that's running full speed 10 yards at you, you have no chance to cover him.
Butler stepped up when he stepped up. It's a perfect pass that no one can stop.
Touchdown, Donald Lee. Beat James Butler, who's been a liability today.
Butler bit big time here now.
You know what they've been doing to us the whole game? It's pump, it's fake drop. They want him to throw it. They can't run the football against our front. Okay? Dude, be patient, James. James, be patient. Bounce. Read the hi-hats. Play pass. If it is run, come up. You're still in great shape to tackle it.
James Butler's aggressiveness had resulted in Donald Lee's touchdown. The Packers led 17-13 with 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The Giants' offense responded with a 7-play, 57-yard touchdown drive that again featured Plaxico Burress. And a committed running game, this time with rookie Ahmad Bradshaw.
Handoff right for Bradshaw, bounces off a tackle, accelerates at the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Gives the Giants a little more zip in the run game than Jacob.
Now get him off the field, let's go!
It is a style change. The guy has tremendous quickness. He's very low to the ground. He's a low center of gravity. There's a lot of steel wound into that guy. He thinks he's 250 pounds, and that's the way he runs.
Bradshaw coming in the second half, it was really, you know, a jolt of energy for us offensively.
Eli Manning remained decisive and accurate. This completion to Amani Toomer again moved the Giants into the red zone.
Back to throw. Looks right, looks left, throws it left, looking for Toomer down the sideline, makes a diving catch. Is he in or out? They say he's in at the 12-yard line.
They beat Charles Woodson down the left sidelines for 23 yards.
I played against Woodson ever since I was, you know, he was a freshman in college, and I was a senior. We'd play against each other because we were like the two best going against each other. I thought I got the best of him then, and I thought I got the best of him in the two games we played against the Packers.
Armani's lying. Yeah, he beat me a few times, but the play kind of went on a little longer, I think, than I anticipated, and he kept running and made a great, great diving catch.
And I remember thinking, oh, man, this is really going to hurt because the whole sideline was frozen ice.
That was just a big-time pass and a big-time catch.
To our surprise, young Manning came out there, and he was on fire. He threw the ball the way we expect for Brett Favre to throw the ball. Someone who's played in that weather countless times. He came out there and was like another sunny day in New York City.
Rolls right, throws right. Toomer's got it. He steps out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
It blew my mind how focused and how he just didn't look like the weather bothered him. And I'm thinking, this guy's from Mississippi. It's hot and humid down there. How's he going to handle it? And he handled it like he lived in Green Bay his whole life.
He threw the ball like it was 80 degrees. He made some unbelievable throws. His connection with Plaxico that day, it took us to another level. And then they just seemed like they were out there playing catch in their backyard.
He acts like there's nothing unusual about the day. It's minus 24. Don't ask me how he did it.
Anybody worrying about Eli Manning playing in bad weather? He's played pretty well, it looks like to me, here tonight. Made some big throws.
Second and two at the four. Manning handoff to Bradshaw. Cuts up the middle to the goal line. No signal yet. Touchdown, Giants. Ahmad Bradshaw, like he was shot out of a cannon, blasts his way into the end zone, and the Giants answer the Packers' touchdown with a touchdown drive of their own, 57 yards. Bradshaw on the four-yard touchdown run, and the Giants regain the lead here in the third with 2:12 to go.
Almost three quarters had been completed in the third coldest game in NFL history. Despite the Arctic conditions, there had been no turnovers. Both Eli Manning and Brett Favre had thrown the ball often and well. The Packers' second drive of the second half began with a Favre completion to Corin Robinson.
Snap to Brett Favre. Pump fake short and throws the left side. He's got Robinson open, cutting right to the 35, and down he goes. 16-yard gain.
The next play was the Packers' first successful run of the game.
Brian Grant, left side, breaks through to the 40, 45, running hard. Got a first down. First good run of the night for the Packers. 13-yard gain. First down.
Through three quarters, third down had squeezed the Packers' offense. They had failed to convert on all six of their attempts. It was third and 10 on the first play of the fourth quarter.
Packers are 0 for 6 in third down conversions. Giants showing a blitz with the safety Johnson and the linebacker Pearson. They're both covered. Snap to Favre, looking, wings it over the middle. Donald Driver on a sensational grab inside the 35. And oh, is that big? Down to the 31-yard line of New York, a 20-yard gain.
You got Eagle. Tear Green.
Opening minute of play, fourth quarter. Packers trailing by three. Here we go. First and 10, Green Bay, 31-yard line of New York. Favre takes, fakes the handoff, rolling out left, looking, waiting, has time. Now pump fakes once, spins away from Human York.
What's he doing?
Now throws the left side, and it is intercepted.
Why would you do that?
At the 10-yard line, cutting back left, R.W. McQuarters.
And he dropped
the 20, fumbled the football. The Packers have it.
We got it.
Mark Tauscher makes the recovery. McQuarters got stripped. Tauscher recovers inside the 20 at the 18-yard line of New York. Oh, what a turn of events.
As he was about to throw the ball, I hit him. I hit his hand. And the ball, you know, kind of floated in the air a little bit.
I see R-Dub setting up underneath it. And, you know, he's a punt returner, so I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be nice. This is going to be, it's almost like him catching a punt.
Throws one left downfield, and it's intercepted by the Giants. R.W. McQuarters.
I remember yelling at R.W. go down. Some guys were waving him on, like, let's go to the end zone. I'm like, hey, you know, let's calm this down, slow it down.
Then he fumbles the football, and the Packers recovered at the 19-yard line.
You have Brett Favre like this. You get him into these helter-skelter type of plays, you make the play, you've got to secure it.
It was a crazy play, and it was one of those things that after you look back on it and you think that those types of things usually mean good things are going to happen. You know, unfortunately, it just led us to, I believe, the game-tying field goal.
Third and three for the Packers at the Giants' 12.
Brett Favre looks it over, and he takes Favre back to throw, swings it left flat, Ryan Grant, and he runs right into Corey Webster, decked for a loss. Back to the 20-yard line.
They try to throw the ball, get it to him quick, get 3 yards. Some kind of way I beat the blocker. I kind of picked the play out a little early, you know, from that just comes from film study.
Good recognition by the Giants and Corey Webster.
Gave the 90-yarder early, so making plays like that I thought was needed to get that bad taste out of my mouth, not to say it was still in anybody else's mouth, but to get it out of my mouth, I need to make plays like that. And I was, like I said, I was looking for it, so ended up making a big play on third down.
Big 37-yard field goal coming up here for Mason Crosby, the rookie from Colorado.
37-yard field goal to get the game tied. Here's the snap that's been made. Kick end over end to the uprights, and it is gone. So we are tied with 11:46 left to go in the NFC Championship game.
Here we go. Let's go. All right, defense, go stop. Let's go. Good job.
Could have asked for a better game, no matter how it turns out.
Who will close the deal?
Let me tell you something. Playing the New York football Giants in these playoffs is like going to the dentist and getting a teeth pulled without Novocaine. They are one tough ball club.
The Giants' first drive of the fourth quarter followed a familiar script. Another decisive connection between Eli Manning and Plaxico Burress.
Big third down here. Third down and three. Manning pump fakes. Now throw to the right side. And a diving grab made by Burress out of bounds. Are they rolling it a completion? Yes, they are. Goodness.
Another clutch catch by Plaxico Burress.
The Giants continued to feature Ahmad Bradshaw, and his versatile skill set energized the offense.
Screen left for Bradshaw, can't get out of a tackle, gets out of one, cuts to his right.
Ahmad just was having great success, just having that quicker back, and he doesn't go down easy. It's what, you know, you got to hit him, and he bounces off, and he jukes, but he knows when to lower his shoulder also, so he has a good mix of speed and power.
Bradshaw ran through the tackle of Nick Barnett, and if it weren't for excellent, excellent hustle by Aaron Campman, we got major problems.
This fourth quarter drive was punctuated by one of the few poor throws Manning made.
First and 10 at the Packers, 28. Play fake. Manning the throw, has time, throws it down the middle for Burress, and it's knocked away by Al Harris. He underthrew it by a bit.
He had him beat.
He was there. He ran a great route. We had a great concept call. They played a little quarters coverage. For whatever reason, the ball just, you know, it, I don't know if the arm just wasn't, had a certain limit to how far I could throw it or what, but it just, it didn't come out well at all. Just a poor throw.
Manning's misfire led to a 43-yard field goal attempt by Lawrence Tynes with less than 7 minutes remaining.
Obviously, I thought I was going to make that kick 9 out of 10 times. I felt really good about it, having made two earlier.
This will be a 43-yard field goal attempt. He does not have the biggest leg in the league.
This is where Tynes said his range was, 43 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. It's got the distance. It is no good.
Yeah.
Lawrence Tynes. Hooks one left from 43 yards.
Me missing that kick kind of took me off guard a little bit. I didn't, you know, when I hit it, I even thought I made it.
Any Giants kicker in a championship game always has to deal with the ghost of Matt Barr.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Snap, spot, kick is away, it's got the distance. It is good, good!
Matt Barr kicked 5 field goals in the NFC Championship game in 1990. You know, you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, oh, man, Matt Barr wouldn't have missed that.
Tynes' kick left the game tied at 20.
And the Packer defense has survived. The offense will take over with the game still tied at 20.
Green Bay had 2 fourth quarter possessions. They went 3 and out both times, throwing the ball on all 6 plays.
Down and 10 for the Packers. 6:36 to go in the NFC Championship game. Snap to Brett Favre. Looking around, over the middle he goes, and he's got Morenci. Slips by defender, reaching across the 40, short of the first down.
Kick it.
When you don't convert third downs, you know, your commitment to the run is not going to be very high.
Weren't making much yardage rushing the ball. They kind of got away from trying to do that. It's a tight ball game. It's a low-scoring ball game. And our defense is able to continue to send that offensive team to the sideline, which was a huge factor in the game.
We was very confident on defense that we can, if the game came down to Brett Favre throwing the ball, that we'll win the game.
An offense that generated so much a week ago has been pretty much kept out in the cold this week.
Believe it, we're going to win this damn game.
Let's get up one time.
With 2:30 remaining in the fourth quarter, John Ryan punted for the 6th time.
Ryan takes the snap, kicks it, middle of the field. McCorders will field it at the 48 of Green Bay. Accelerates to the 45, breaks left, fumbles the football! It's loose on the ground! It's still loose!
Giants.
And I think the Giants recovered it at the 48-yard line. It is Giant ball. Oh, my!
Practice it every day. The Packers had a couple of shots at it, could not come up with it.
Michael Johnson, while that ball is there in bushes trying to get that ball, he swats at that ball as well. And that gives us a chance for Dominic to come in there with great hustle.
Dominic Hixon may have saved the Giants' season.
The unsung hero of that game is Dominic Hixon, because he jumped on the ball and gave us an opportunity. They would have got the ball in field goal range, might even be able to score a touchdown.
So it is first down for the Giants. They get the field position they coveted at the 48-yard line of Green Bay. 2:15 left to go.
Draw play for Bradshaw. Has a crease left. Bradshaw to the 40. Bradshaw to the 35. Still on his feet. Bradshaw still running to the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. But check the flag.
Holding New York Giants.
I'm sitting there running downfield. I'm breathing heavy. Get all the way to the end zone. Sure enough, to see that it was called back by a flag, I thought that was it.
That is huge.
Chris Snee feels about as low can be right now.
What hold?
Not much of a hold there.
Wow.
We call that a flop. He wasn't going to make the tackle, but he reached out and made it look like he could have possibly made a tackle. Anytime a defender does that and he goes to the ground, they're going to call it on us because... that's just kind of how it goes.
Manning and the Giants' offense rebounded with an outstanding drive. It was accomplished with no timeouts available.
Bradshaw tries to bounce outside and does. He got a first down and more to the 31-yard line, and he gets knocked down there.
Now Lawrence Tynes has to start getting warmed up because now is the time where they're going to milk this clock.
They need a good 12 yards. 59 seconds to go. Manning takes the snap, drops back, steps up, delivers one to the right, completes it to the right to the 20-yard line, and the tackle made there on Steve Smith. Giants are out of timeouts. Manning calling signals. 10 seconds to go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and he spikes it.
So the Giants bring on Lawrence Tynes.
I'm going to freeze him, all right? I got a timeout left. Green Bay does have a timeout to ice him, too.
All right, timeout.
So it's all come down to this. The season, the ticket to the Super Bowl.
Tynes from 36 yards out for the win. Snap is high. Beagles gets it down. Kick a line drive, and it is no good.
Left.
Missed it wide left.
Now, we got a little bit of a high snap. It kind of threw my timing off. But I still should have maybe done better with the kick and gave it a better chance. I didn't give that kick a chance at all from the get-go. I mean, it was left from the very start.
Overtime! Overtime in the AFC Championship!
There was more than a little doubt on our sideline, and I can remember saying to myself, you know, that's it. We blew it. You know, we got to the championship game. We had a chance to win it with 4 seconds left, and we blew it.
So the season has come down to an overtime. The Packer offense will get it first.
If this game boils down to one team making a play, I think the advantage goes to the Green Bay Packers. First and foremost, because of Brett Favre. Every play, huge. Every play.
At that point, I really didn't feel that they had any kind of offensive rhythm. You know, I think it was really fetching and trying to find their identity at that point.
The Packers' first offensive snap in overtime, only their 48th play of the game, was a 2-yard run by Ryan Grant. It finalized a 29-yard rushing performance that had severely limited the Packers' offense.
All right, regular, green, right, wide, counter, thump, box two, double shake.
It was the second play that will never be forgotten.
When we called the play, everyone knew that that was probably the best play. As far as coverage, they've been playing the whole game. They've been trying to play two-man.
Second and eight for Green Bay at their own 28-yard line. Far back to pass. Takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right. The pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
He read it, and he made the move. I got the ball, and he took it right out of the air.
One man has come back from the depths of the dungeon. I mean, he was buried in the doghouse, and he worked his way back on the field. Got his confidence late in the year, and he's been a major contributor here.
I figure who else would he go to in a time like this? I mean, really, I mean, he have to come to drive. I undercut the route, and eyes was big as oranges trying to see that ball and making sure I don't drop it.
Webster just kind of undercutting Donald's route there. Oh.
I wanted to give Brett a chance to have protection and go down the field on their corners, and something we felt good about matchups going into the game. I just didn't think Brett got enough on that football. I mean, the ball was thrown right in front of me.
And when I saw the ball leave Brett's hands, I'm like, no. Just like all, everything that I had inside me just crumbled. At that moment, tears came to my face and it was like, again, wow, we lose again. And this was one of the best games I've ever played in.
Driver's pessimism seemed surprisingly premature. The Giants were not yet in field goal range, and Lawrence Tyne's fourth quarter misses complicated the equation. Would the Giants play for the field goal or look to score a touchdown?
Finish!
Second down and six from the Green Bay 30. Handoff Bradshaw picking his way into the middle of the line, covered up at the 30-yard line. And it'll be third down coming up.
Giants are not in field goal range. And now if you're Tom Coughlin, you got to start thinking about how you're going to play it, because your field goal kicker is rattled.
Rattled, yes, obviously, for 30 seconds after the miss. But then, for, you know, the next play, I got to move on.
Can we get closer, fellas? I mean, this is what we want to get where we, you know, unfortunately missed the one before. But let's get into that 20-yard area here now. Let's go. Let's not leave this thing, you know, with such great length.
Third down and five for the Giants football to the 29-yard line.
Manning back to throw. Sets, delivers one left, knocked away. Kurt Smith incomplete.
Decision time for Tom Coughlin.
Go for it.
I'm looking for a sign. I want to see what Lawrence Tyne thinks as this game has gone on. He's made field goals. He's missed a couple field goals.
Tynes runs that on the field.
Sometimes you have to take a chance, right?
Now the coaches in my headset are going, no, coach, be careful here. Look at the field position they're going to get if he doesn't make it.
I wanted to kind of take that decision out of his hands.
Everybody's looking at Coach Coughlin like, what is he going to do? And Coach Coughlin goes, well, then kick it then. You know, Coach Coughlin does it. Well, then kick it.
Field goal. Boom, they run out.
I see Tynes running out. I said, all right, we're going to kick it.
All I'm thinking is if we lose this game because of the kicker,
this point in time, I wasn't that confident.
I didn't think he had a shot in hell of making that kick.
There wasn't a snowball's chance in Lambeau Field that Lawrence Tynes is making this third kick.
I felt that he wasn't going to make the kick.
I went out there with the 47-yarder with not one negative thought in my mind.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards to kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End of way. Does it have the distance? It is good. Yes!
There wasn't even any question. There was no bend on that ball. It was bang. I mean, he hammered it. And as soon as he kicked it, he turned around. He knew he had it.
God bless Lawrence Tynes. He had a conviction.
As I turned to look at Tynes, he was already halfway down the field. And I know what he was thinking. I got to get warm. And at that point, I forgot how cold I was, and it felt like we had won the Super Bowl.
Nobody gives us a chance. Nobody gives us a chance.
That game really summed up our entire season. You know, it was really against all odds.
Hey, playmaker.
Thank you, boy. Yeah! Woo! It's the mentality. It's the mental toughness. It's believing in yourself. It's your ability to overcome all of these things because you can't let the other guys down. This group of guys, they refused to let anybody tell them that they couldn't win.
No one had traveled a longer road than Eli Manning. It was only two short months before that Manning was a bust, a draft mistake beyond redemption. In the NFC Championship, matched against the legendary Brett Favre, Manning was the better quarterback.
He's one of my heroes, and made it even much more of a special game. The fact that it was against Brett Favre, and to play him in such a big game and for us to win made it very special.
Thank you, man. Let's go get it. Way fast. Thank you, man.
He'd gone through so much that he deserved that moment too, to come in and battle in that those temperatures against probably the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. The way he played and the way he led us to win that game, oh man, you know. I'm not walking down the street telling every guy that I love him, but I love Eli Manning.
The New York Giants were NFC champions. It was a celebration of spirit,
a tribute to the power of will and fortitude. For the Packers, it was so much more than opportunity lost. It was a cruel reminder of the uncompromising passage of time and football mortality.
I was devastated. You know, when you play in this league as long as I have, you want that. And that was my opportunity to go to something that you dream of as a kid. I have never been that close. And to get that close and not go all the way, that's when it hurts. I cried. And for the next 2 weeks, I could not believe that we let this one slip away.
You don't know when your next opportunity to get to a Super Bowl is going to come. That's the name of the game, is to win the Super Bowl. And if you don't win the Super Bowl, you know, what were you doing?
We going to the Super Bowl, man!
It was just such a neat game, just the way it was played. You know, a tight game. It was really just a great football game.
This is what we play the game for. This is a legendary game. As a kid, you love watching Snow Bowls and watching the Bears versus the Packers and the climate and the bad weather and stuff like that. That's what the NFL is all about. And to be a part of history and actually win it to get to the Super Bowl, there's no feeling like it.